There aren't many issues in Vermont that ignite more political passion than guns. Lawmakers got a fresh reminder of that fact on Tuesday evening when nearly 1,000 people showed up at a public hearing on proposed gun legislation in Montpelier. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld was there.
The chamber of the Vermont House was at capacity more than an hour before Tuesday's hearing began. And by the time lawmakers kicked off the event, people were struggling to find room even in the three large overflow areas that had been set up to accommodate the turnout. The last time this many people were in the State House was at the last public hearing on proposed gun legislation 3 years ago. As was the case back then, gun rights advocates vastly outnumbered their counterparts on Tuesday, and their message in many ways remains the same.
Let's be clear. The bills we're here to discuss are a so-called solution in search of a problem we simply do not have.
That's New Haven resident Archie Flower. Vermont has one of the lowest rates of violent crime in the country. It also has some of the laxest firearm laws. For Flower and others, that makes this state a testament to the relative uselessness of gun control measures. But proponents of one proposed gun bill in Montpelier say that for victims of domestic violence, the threat of gun violence is all too real.
On August 13, 2013, my outlook on life changed forever.
That's Stella Gravel, an East Hardwick woman whose daughter, Rhonda, was shot dead on that date by her abusive husband. The murder, committed with a gun owned by the husband, occurred after the man was arrested on domestic violence charges, but before his court hearing in the case. Pending legislation would allow police to temporarily remove firearms from the scene of an alleged domestic assault. Here's Gravel again.
I truly believe if the guns had been taken away by the police when they very first showed up, Rhonda might just still be here today.
Kelly Dougherty is the executive director of an organization called Steps to End Domestic Violence. She says there's good reason to believe that Stella Gravel is right.
We know that one of the times that a domestic violence victim is most likely to be murdered is right after the involvement of law enforcement. Vermont is not exempt from this sad fact.
Many of the gun rights advocates on hand Tuesday offered their sympathy to domestic violence victims, but they said depriving an individual of their right to bear arms without due process violates the state and U.S. constitutions. More fundamentally, though, they're worried about something else. Here's Rutland resident William Weisenegger.
The danger of legislative incrementalism is very real.
Weisenegger says if Vermont allows even modest restrictions on gun ownership now, it could lead to the more robust gun control laws that have been enacted in other states.
Their citizens lost their rights to self-defense because their rights were legislated away one seemingly well-meaning, warm and fuzzy law at a time. And once gone, a right is hard to get back.
Kelly Dougherty says supporters of the proposed legislation are not out to take Vermonters' guns.
If you are not abusing anyone in your household, this bill will not impact you.
The bill that would allow police to temporarily seize guns from someone arrested or cited for domestic violence passed the Vermont House last year. Senate lawmakers will decide whether to follow suit in 2018. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.